Thank you and good morning and welcome once again to this radio program. We're grateful today that you're listening, and it is our pleasure to be with you this morning, and we trust that you'll really receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God today. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. Our services began this morning at 10 o'clock. We have regular classes for all ages, and we'd love to see you. We'd love for you to come and bring your Bibles and want you to come and worship God with us today. This morning at 11 o'clock, we have our regular preaching service. And then at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we meet again in the house of God to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We invite you to come to all of these services today. And then Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we have our midweek Bible study. And we'd love for you to come and to be with us in these services. Before we begin the message this morning, we've been speaking the last couple of Sunday mornings concerning the power of God, and we've used the expression in the Bible, the finger of God. And of course, this is talking about how that God just with his little finger has more power than we can even imagine that's there. And so, along with this message this morning, we want to play this song for you, and it's entitled, I'm Standing on the Solid Rock. This morning, in playing this song, we know that we're either doing one of two things. Either we are standing on the solid rock, or we are fighting the one that is the rock. You remember, the last couple of Sunday mornings, we've been preaching about the finger of God, the power of God, and how that It says in the book of Job, chapter 26, in verse 14, "Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand?" And we've spoken about in the book of Exodus how that God sent Moses into the land of Egypt to bring the Israelites out of that land. And God gave Moses the power to do miracles. Moses was the first miracle worker in the Bible. But we saw how that when Moses threw down the serpent, or threw down the rod, it became a serpent, that Pharaoh did not believe. Instead, Pharaoh called for the magicians of Egypt, and they came and with their enchantments were able to also throw down a rod, and it became a serpent. We know the Bible says, though, that God's serpent, God's rod, ate the magician's rod. We also read about and studied how that God made the water turn to blood, and Egyptian magicians did that also. God made frogs to come up out of the river, and the magicians did that. But when it came down to the place of God making lice, how that the magicians of Egypt came before the Pharaoh, and they said, "We can't do this. This is the finger of God." And so we realize that those Egyptians there in that day, they knew the power of God, and yet they were fighting God every bit of the way. Let me say here that the principle that is related to us in the book of Exodus concerning the miracles that God was doing through Moses and the miracles that Satan was doing through the magicians is exactly the same today. If we would say that God is unable to do miracles, we would be wrong. If we would say that Satan is unable to do miracles, we would also be wrong. Satan is a miracle worker. We find that the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that in the last days that Satan will do so many miracles and they will be so wondrous and grand that people will fall down and worship him and shall wonder about him. The Bible says in the book of Matthew 24 that even the elect shall be deceived unless God keeps them from it. Satan is a miracle worker. Don't ever think that he's not. The point of the message this morning is that we will either serve God or we will fight God. Let me read to you in the book of Exodus, chapter 31. Exodus, chapter 31. Here in this place, God is giving unto Moses, the Bible said, Exodus 31, verse 18, "And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of God." Now, this is the law. This is the Ten Commandments that God had written on with his own finger. And notice the phrase, written with the finger of God. This tells us that God wrote the law by his own power. God wrote it down, and God said, "This is the way it's going to be." Now, the Israelites can either submit to the law of God, submit to the finger of God, the power of God, or they can pay the consequences of it. And that's exactly what happens. If Israel wants to put God first, God will bless them. If God if Israel puts God second, then God will curse them for it. And the same thing is true today. There are those today that would want to legalize sin. I mean, legalize things, whether it is abortion, whether it is drugs, whether it is alcohol, cigarettes, whatever it is, there are people that want to legalize sin. Let me say, they can legalize it if they want to. The point is that just because it's legal doesn't mean that the consequence of that sin will not be paid. And so this is what happens in the Bible. This is what God is showing us, and we will either submit to the laws of God or we shall pay the consequences of those laws. Look with me now in the book of Daniel, chapter 5. And here's a man who is a king. And a king, particularly this man, under his dominion, the dominion of the Babylonians, can do anything he wants to do. There is no law that he answers to, he thinks. The book of Daniel, chapter 5, the Bible here talks about Belshazzar, who is the king, and he is the king of Babylon, the supreme ruler. He makes a feast, a great feast, to 1,000 of his lords. Wow, that's some party. 1,000 guests come and drank wine before the 1,000. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels which were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and the princes, his wives, and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. And here we find at this party, this king, Belshazzar, had decided that he was going to make a mockery of the things of God, of the worship of God. And let me tell you, he pays the price. The Bible said in verse 5 of Daniel chapter 5, in the same hour, and here we find there was a great party, 1,000 people at the party, and all the people were drinking themselves drunk using the holy vessels of God. And they were worshiping false gods, worshiping the gods of gold, silver, brass, iron, wood, and stone. Verse 5, and in the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand, and wrote over against the candlestick upon the pilaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote against one another. When he saw the power of God simply writing upon the wall, but Belshazzar didn't know what the writing was. All he saw was the hand that wrote upon the wall. And the Bible said he became so afraid that his knees literally smote together, literally beat one another. He had no strength to stand. And of course, Daniel was called in to make the interpretation of the handwriting upon the wall. And the handwriting was interpreted saying this: God hath numbered thy kingdom and hath finished it. Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. Thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Belshazzar lost his kingdom that night. Now, the purpose of all of this that we've talked about, the power of God and the finger of God, is to show that God lets sin go on. God lets wickedness and rebellion against His Word continue. But let me tell you that those people that fight against God shall not stand. Though hand join in hand, they shall not accomplish their purposes nor their desires. The Bible said in the book of Psalms 2 that though nations come up and nations gather, and they say, we are going to fight against God. The Bible said in verse 4, Psalms 2, that God there sitting in the heavens and He's laughing. And He says He's going to speak to them in His wrath, and He's going to vex them in His sore displeasure. So while you see sin that's going on in this world, don't ever doubt that God sees also, and God will take care of sin. We do see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We do appreciate you listening. and we trust that you found a blessing in the Word of God today. We invite you to come again to the services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio program, the Lord willing. Thank you now for listening.